have Parsha of Shiluach HaKan. So it says, Ki Yikore Kansipur Lefanecha, if you chance upon, happen upon a Kansipur, from which this Lashon, Chazal Darshan, that Prat Le Mezumen, that a Kansipur, it's not, if you set it up and you put it there, right, so then that's not, that doesn't have a Parsha of Din Shiluach HaKan. It's only Ki Yikore if you happen upon, chance upon. Now, the question arises, which you should notice when you're Mavra Sedra. So Kiki Kore is like, what does that mean? It has to be Bitsura, that it's Mikra, it's not Mizuma. That's the Drosha, right? Pratla Mizuma. How should that Kiki Kore be spelled? It should be spelled with a hey at the end, Mikra. Right? If you take a look, how's it written? It's written with an Aleph in the end. It's like calling. Ki Yikore Kansipur Lefanecha. Say with a hey, why does it say with an aleph? Ki Yikore, it's Mikra, right? Mikra, Allah Fuke Mezum. It doesn't say that. It's a very Yesodistic message here. We'll discuss it in common ways. There's no such thing as Mikra. If the Rabbeinu Shalom puts you in a matzav where you bump into this thing, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is calling you and inviting you and giving you a mission to be Mekayim this mitzvah. There's no such thing as Mikra. The Taich of Mikra, beneath every Mikra, if you look it through Goyisha eyes, you see Mikra. If you look it through Teiridika eyes, right? There's no such thing as Mikra. Whatever it is a calling from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I heard at just what? So why don't we hear these things? Because everybody could hear it. Just we deafened ourselves with our gashmius, with our Western civilization, with whatever, right? So we become insensitive to it. But the proper way to look at it is, if you chance upon something, it's not chance upon something. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam put me in this matzav to do something. I heard a beautiful word from Eshver Zecher Nelevecha, from Rabbi Yemeir Bloch. He learned in Tells in the first years. Told over from Rabbi Yemeir, when he came over from Europe right away, he had to run for his life. Before the war, he had to run for his life while the yeshiva was still there. And he left his whole mishpacha behind, and Nebuch, they got killed afterwards. So he assembled whatever tells the Talmidim there were in New York. He had a meeting on the east side of New York. And he started the meeting by saying, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sent me here. I have come here to open a branch of Telz Yeshiva in the United States. So the Bachram looked at him incredulously, said, "What? You came here because you are a refugee. Your whole family is there. You ran for your life. You didn't come here to open the yeshiva." He says, "I'll explain something to you." In the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh, Rabbi Meir said, so there, David and Yehinas and Rechayshet, the Shaul HaMelech, wanted to kill David HaMelech. So they made a test to see if in fact he did or he didn't. And of course there were Mavara that he did. So Yehinasan makes the following statement to David: Leich ki shlochacho Hashem. Go because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made you his shliach. Go because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made you his emissary. Alpanav it's a davar tamua. Go because otherwise you're going to be killed. They want to kill you. It's not ki shlochacho Hashem. The Eibishter is sending you on a shlichus. The Eibishter is sending you on a mission. What's Yehinasan telling him? This Yesod. If you have to run now, right, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is putting you in a matzav where that's where you have to go and that's where you have to be, you're not, there's no mikra, there's no refugee, there's no fugitive. You're on a mission. The Eibishter sent you to do this mission. Leich kishlochacha Hashem, you're running for your life. Leich kishlochacha Hashem. If the Eibishter sent me, Dr. Belyameir, from Europe, he sent me to come now, and he was mesavev all the sibas that it should be with the sakonas, with the ki'ilu refugee, the Eibishter sent me here, I see, it's a shlichus, it's a mission to open a branch of Talz Yeshiva in the United States of America. That's ki yikore kansipur lefanecha. I think that's what it says here. There's no such thing as mikra. There's no such thing as mikra, and it's a way of looking at things. You know, I think it's a Mefurish, a Medrash, really, and then a Medrash and a Kuzri. They're very interesting. The Medrash Tanchuma on the pasuk, we'll see why, on the pasuk of Shiluach HaKan, says, Zesha Omar HaKosuv, Mikol Mishmar Netzor Libcha, watch, Netzor Libcha, for anything, Rebbe, Ki Mimenu Taitzos Chayim. What does it mean? Chazal Darsh. Omar Rabab. Reish Mem Ches Mitzvahs Esei Betera, Keneged Eivarim Sheba Adam. 248 mitzvahs esei in the Torah keneged eivarim shel adam shekol eiver va'eiver, every eiver ba'adam, interesting choice of words, tzeveach al ha'adam, is screaming to the person, tzeveach al ha'adam va'eimer asei bi mitzvah, do with me a mitzvah, shetichye bizchusa, that in the schus of that mitzvah that you're here, you will live v'tarich yom. Vishasa and 365 mitzvahs loisa say kiminyan yemois hachama, like the days of the solar year. Shebechol yoim chama zayrachas ad shehi shaykas, the sun calls man it's shining. Aymeres v'tzeveches laadam, is screaming to the person. Goizrani alecha b'misha higia liyoim ze, anybody you're here today, al tavor bi es avara azois, don't pass over today's opportunities. Ve al tavor es avara azois ve al tachriya oisi, and don't like do bad for me, make me, you know, mess me up. Al tachriyas oisives kol ha'olam lekaf chayva. That's the end of the lashon of the medrash. What's the aside of the medrash? The aside of the medrash is right that what's the whole tachlis? The medrash darshan the pasuk mikol mishmar nitzal ki mimenu taitzayis chayim. That's where your life is. That's where the medrash said. If that ends, then you'll live if you do that. That means what's your tachlis over here? Right, what it looks like, a physical world. You have your arm is to throw a baseball or a football, and this is to that, and this is for that. Your arm is there to do a mitzvah. This is there to do a mitzvah. Your whole basis for your entire existence is to realize that everything has been given to you to have the opportunity to give a mitzvah. And what's the lashon of the medrash? Each one of the evarim is tzeivachas. What the Chazal want with that term of tzeivachas, both by the Ramach and the Shasa, it's tzeivachas. Tzeivachas means it's not something that you have to make a deep philosophical calculation in order to chap. You know, lechayrit should come out that pashtas, this is the right thing for me to do. The Eivarim are tzeivachas, they're screaming. They're screaming as loud as possible. There's no other option. This is what the whole Metzias is. If you do this, like Chazal said, you will live. It's tzeivachas. It's screaming. The chama, every one of the yemeis chama is tzeivachas. Al tavarbi, don't pass up the opportunities that you have today. This is why chimimenu taitzayis chaim. This is the source of your life. This is what you are here for. That's the medrash. That's the medrash tanchum. That's this. This is what it's here for. Now, on what pasuk? Here's my riot from this. On what pasuk did the whole medrash tanchum put this parsha? Right, it's not a medrash tanchuma in Tilim or in Mishlei on the pasuk in Mishlei. It's a medrash tanchuma on the pasuk of Ki Korei Kansi Por Lefanecha. What's it got to do with Shiluach HaKan? The Teretz is Hein Hein Advar. With the yesod of Shiluach HaKan, it's our deal that it's kiyik, that beneath everything which seems to be mikra, there is no such thing as mikra. It's a mission. Each one of the Eivarim is saying the mission of you having every Eivar ve'Eivar is to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of every Eivar ve'Eivar. That's the mission of every Eivar ve'Eivar. The mission of being alive every day of the solar year, it's called Shasa, the mission of that is a mission to be Eivar Durban Nishad Olam, to be Mekayim, not to be Eivar the mitzvah Slaysasa, and to be Mekayim the mitzvah Sasa. That's the mission, that's what you're here for. It appears to be otherwise, there's no such thing as Mikra. Whatever you chance upon, you didn't chance upon an opportunity. The Rabbeinu Shalom is inviting you and telling you, I'm giving you this opportunity. And it's so clear. Now, if it's Tzeveach, how come I never heard it? Right? If my arm is screaming, hey, do a mitzvah, right? If every Eiver ve'Eiver is screaming, if the sun is screaming, how come I never heard any of this screaming? That's another message of Chazal. On the one hand, it's not something, some deep calculation that you have to sit down and make cheshbonis to arrive at this conclusion. It's a very obvious and simple thing. That's what zvocha, that's what tzeveach is telling you. But But on the other hand, we don't hear it because we can be mitamtim, that the timtim, you know, if a guy's ears are plugged, right, then the more it's plugged, the louder it could be, and he's not going to hear it, right? But the yisod of the medrash is one can do it. Be'etzem, your whole bria is telling you that. Your whole very existence is telling you that. You just have to listen, right? You just have to be attuned to it, which is also l'chayra, an appropriate message for Elul. And, you know, find out what you're really here for. And look at things, because the din of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah, be'etzem, without going into the whole Arichas, is the whole tachlis of the Bria is to be megalik v'chamayim, right? Where do you fit in? How much have you done towards that? And how much potential do you have in the coming year to do that? And I'll be that. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is paskin. Are you a part of this whole piece? Are you a part of this whole machine for the next year? Are you deserving and worthy of being a part of this for the next year? Or are you not? So the Tanai Kaidim Lamaisa of that is to realize, you know, listen, be attentive, and be sensitive to the Tzvacha of the Evara, be sensitive to the Tzvacha of the Chama. Lamaisa, everything we said is a half a line in a Kuzri. The Kuzri says in the Kuzri Beis Pergimel, he's talking about Simcha. K'may she'atachtonim in the thing Tzichim Machshava veKavana Kain haSimcha b'Mitzvasei u'b'Teirasei, Simcha in Torah and in Mitzvahs Tzichim Machshava veKavana. That what she'tismach b'Mitzvah Atzma. You should be sameach with the opportunity to do a mitzvah. Me'ahavoscha haMitzvah. But and with the ava of the mitzvah, to realize the mitzvah, now v'takir masha heitiv l'chabah, and with every mitzvah that you have an opportunity to be mekayim, takir es asher heitiv bo, see what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was meitiv for you. Here's the half a line: uki'ilu ata bo be'achsanya koru el shulchanai v'tuvai. It's like you're coming to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's residence. Koroi, there's the koroi, that's the aleph. Koroi invited el shulchanai v'tuva. That's what the simcha of every mitzvah, the opportunity that you have to be mekayim a mitzvah is, you have what did you get when you got in a mitzvah? You make a bracha, baruch ata, right? Ata is, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is in front of me. You're talking second person, not nistir. Afterwards it says asher, whatever it is. You have to follow it. But there's an ato involved in there. There's a darga of his karvas to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. When every mitzvah, every opportunity that you have to do the mitzvah, you're invited to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is giving you the opportunity for the hiskarvos and to bring Kvayt Shemayim and to be nana from Kvayt Shemayim, for which that is the tachlis of the Bria. And every aver of the person is tzaveyach that. It's ki'ilu, every opportunity that you have is ki'ilu atabo ba'achsan yusay koru el shulchanai v'tuvay. Ad kan loshen. Lashon HaKuzri. That's an important yisod. You know, we have a different, you know, a different outlook on things. A good example is a guy comes in on a Monday or on a Thursday, right? And all of a sudden, you know, the guy finished the shliach tzibur finishes chazoras hashatz, and then iskadal v'iskada shmei rabba. There's a chosin there, right? So everybody, in a moment of candor and honesty. Yeah? Say, so what's the first thing that goes through your mind? Yes! Right? No tachlin today. Right? That's not the way to look at it. Right? If you have a tachlin to say on a Monday, the Eibishter gave you the opportunity to talk to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave you the opportunity to be miskarif, to be korui ato b'achsanusei al korui al shulchanai v'tuvai. That's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave you the thing. Ata Hashem le'sichla rachamecha mimeni v'zein tach. Ata, again, that ata, you're talking to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives you the schus, the opportunity to talk to him, and you're saying yes. Right? And you're saying, oh, I have no kach for this. Right? Whether it's getting up on time, whether it's davening with proper kavana, whether it's learning, whether it's a whole say, whatever it is, these are opportunities. These are opportunities. And at the end of the day, the cheshbon ha-nefesh that a person has to make is how many of these opportunities that the Eibishter gave me did I realize? Did I fulfill? Did I do what I was supposed to? And how many Nebuch Rachmanu Leslan missed opportunities are there? missed opportunities are there. Ki yikore katzipor lefanecha. Every mitzvah that you have the schus to do is a personal invitation of his karvus to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to be marbek v'et shamayim. And every aver, if you would really think about it, you don't have to make cheshbonis. Every aver is tzeveyach. That's what you're here for. That's what you're here for, and that's what the avodah of these days is, to put yourself on that track where you should be more sensitive. You don't have to create the yesh me'ayin, it's there. You just have to make yourself more sensitive to hear the kol tzvacha of all the evarim, to hear the kol tzvacha of the chama, to be miskarav and be yaser. Tzayin Hashem. Shabbat.